So I realized my pets are maybe some of the most spoiled animals on the planet.
Yeah.
Now, this probably came as a realization when my dog, Dougal, he's a pit bull.
Yeah.
Wearing shark jammies.
Shark jammies.
And laying on the couch. And he threw a temper tantrum because we wouldn't let him sit on the area of the couch that he wanted to sit on.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
So I was, that just started it. Like, okay, we've needed to get him special food because just regular kibble just kind of hurts his tummy.
Right.
So there's that.
And do you have to like order it from a vet or?
No. It's not like that. But okay. he has a palate that needs better.
He's picky about his food.
He is.
Okay.
We can't just get kind of the cheap food.
All right.
And so.
Does he need like wet food? We had to like top off.
Yeah.
We dry food with some wet food for.
Don't
for
let
a
him
hot
hear
second.
That. Don't let him hear that.
We're out of that now, though.
But then our cats, we have four cats.
Yeah.
Guinness, Maeve, Fred, and Eggs. And get them little sweaters.
Yeah.
Because they're precious little boys.
Okay.
But
they wear the sweaters?
Yes. We put them in them.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you know,
But they don't like act like statues, like they can't move?
And No. I mean, they definitely don't like it. And right. So they don't move very much. And I think for our dog, the little sweater, it helps keep him calm. It's like a calming thing.
Oh,
so
okay.
So we try to put him in that just to make him a little less rambunctious.
Gotcha. So we got like winter coats for our little pugs.
Yeah.
But they act like statues, like they can't move.
Yeah. So what's the most outrageous thing you've ever done for your pet?
I'll say that we, at one point, I considered buying little boots or the pugs, because they cannot stand to go out in the snow.
Yeah.
So it didn't do that, but instead put the tarp down before it snowed so we can just peel back a patch of grass for them to do.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
They've been on board with that program.
You gotta do that.
But they also cannot stand the rain. So if it rains,
then
there's a certain area that, you know, kind of in the back where they're like, all right, it feels a little more sheltered.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, though, it's the front yard. Nope. I'm going to walk outside, look, say, no, I'm not doing that. And then they'll come back in. That's about as
yeah, I
bougie I've, as it gets.
Wendy messaged, I just bought a massive cat tree for my cats. We're talking 73 inches tall.
Oh, wow.
It's like, what, 6 feet?
That's large.
She said, going to modify it further once it comes in with heating pads.
Stop.
Also, I did have about 12 interconnected habitable cages for a hamster once.
What?
She was a champion.
Oh, right.
In hamster racing.
A champion in hamster racing?
And deserved the best. What's the most outrageous thing you've done for a pet?
This is great.
Paula said, thrown a full-blown birthday party for my cat.
Oh, wow. Did you invite people? Did they bring gifts?
Complete with a tiny cat safe cake, decorations, party hats for both of us, and a guest list of friends who were bribed with wine to attend. I'm nuts.
That's crazy. I don't know what I would do if I got invited to a pet's birthday
party.
Hey,
as long as there's food and drink, I'm probably going.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you bringing your pet? Do we bring our pets?
Yeah,
like,
I don't know.
Their guests? I don't know. That
maybe.
Could be crazy.
Maybe.
Okay.
Most outrageous thing you've done for a pet. Lisa said, I spent hours curating a relaxing music playlist of classical music and nature sounds to keep my dog calm while I was at work.
Okay.
You know what? I get that. We've done that before. We've left like a YouTube video on the TV of nature and like dogs playing in a yard and stuff like that.
That would drive our dogs insane. They go nuts if they see any animal, animated or not.
Mm-hmm.
On the TV.
Okay.
Like they think they're being attacked.
That's probably not a good one for you
no,
then.
No, sir.
Most outrageous thing you've done for a pet. Dan, I once made homemade dog food using organic chicken, carrots, and spinach because I read an article saying my dog deserved the best.
Oh, wow.
She sniffed it and walked away.
Ooh.
And that's like, you get here and eat it.
I slipped in the kitchen over that. Oh, wow.
That's funny. I mean, we all do crazy things for our animals. They're little parts of our family.
Yes.
They're just little buddies that just hang out.
We're not having parties, though.
They're just hanging out.
And they don't have PJs.
Maybe you should get them PJs.
Nope. Mm-mm.
Because that I'm telling you.
We were stretching it with Halloween costumes.
Uh-huh.
Like, they're looking, the ears go back.
Yeah.
The ears go back, and they're just like, mom. They give you that look like, mom.
Yeah, well, you know,
they look ridiculous.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
You do the things like that for your animal. Yeah. I was trying to find a quick photo of my dog wearing the shark jammies that I was telling you.
Oh, yeah, we're going to need to see those.
He likes to wear his own little sweaters, and I have some of those photos.
I'm shocked that they enjoy the sweaters, I'll be honest.
Yeah, of course he does.
Like, okay.
Why wouldn't you?
Oh, okay.
Mike said, I built a flight cage with my dad for my birds.
Flight cage.
When the cage I already had would have worked.
Yeah.
But spent about $200 to $300 in supplies. Took a few months of working on it during the weekends to finish it.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's funny.
I was trying to find a picture of the Halloween costumes, too. I don't think I have one.
Tammy said, these are the most outrageous things you've done for your pet.
Yeah.
Not me, but our in-laws bought our cats a giant cat condo for Christmas. They love it. However, they do eat better than us, and we have an old chair that I'd love to upgrade, but don't, because they love it and would hate me if I got rid of it.
Wow. All right.
Jessica said, I'm single, have a queen-size bed, so my dog gets the other side of the bed. She has her own pillow and blankets. She also gets a homemade applesauce pumpkin birthday cake every year. See, that's the thing.
That is going to be difficult if you ever are not single.
Oh, shoot. All right. We can take a few more of these if you want.
Yeah.
But at Ben and Kelly Show or 502, you can text it in 502-795-1997. The insane things you do for your pet, from buying jammies, doing little upgrades. And we've said at our house with especially my dog Dougal that Fiona, our old dog who passed away last year, she walked so Dougal could run, because we look back and didn't give Fiona nearly the pampering
right
that Dougal has been getting.
Oh, wow.
Meg says, we spend more on the extras when we board our dog than on our vacation. The extras like snuggle time, extra walks, etc. And Meg, I'm there with you. I know.
Come on.
You know, when it's like a menu when you go in and board your dog and they're like, okay, would you like to have extra playtime? Well, yeah, sure. Would you like to have a extra walk? Well, yeah,
yes,
sure.
Of course.
Would you like to have some one-on-one time? Yes, yes.
Of course.
Everything. Yes, do it all.
Wow. That is it. And then Carrie says, and she says she's got a pug. We have three.
Mm-hmm.
I bought my pug a Shih Tzu.
I bought my pug another dog.
He gets lonely when I'm at work, so I got him a playmate. All right.
Kate says, I don't let my kids sleep with me, but I'll lift up the covers and move over on the pillow for my cat.
OMG.
That is absolutely. That is so real. I'm so seeing that. Chris said, taking our dogs for a walk is an entire ordeal, complete with boots.
Just going for a walk?
Sweaters.
No.
Raincoats.
Come on now.
Yes.
No.
Ange says, my sister's dog wears a dress for special occasions, and one day she got a leg out and looked like a little hussy. These are the most outrageous things you've done for your pet.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, a friend's dog wakes her up so he can watch Homeward Bound.
Oh, my
Here,
God.
Buddy, look. This is a feel-good story for you.
My goodness. All right, now, did we do Tara's?
No.
The armchair?
No.
I bought my cat her own armchair with remote control heating pad for added comfort. All with the heating pads for all the cats.
I'm telling you, the heating pads are an essential. Shannon says my roommate's aunt comes and picks up her dog every day, takes her on a little play date, makes her homemade food because she doesn't want her to stay alone.
Oh, of course. Yes.
These are the outrageous things you do for your animal. And oh my gosh, this is amazing. Someone texted in, turned the hall closet and half of my bedroom walk-in closet into a doghouse for my golden retriever. Sent the photo, and these are one of the things that you see, like, on Instagram.
Oh, my goodness.
Where it's under the stairs, and you look at it, and it just says Lucy on top, and the dog is just hanging out going, yeah, this is mine. I've always wanted to do that. What, like, one of those Harry Potter, like, closets under the stairs your animal where you transform it, and then you can go in, and there's, like, a little TV in there for your dog.
There's,
and,
like a social media account, a guy in his golden.
Yes,
he has done that.
Yes, he does
and
that.
It is so amazing. Gosh. I want to hang out in it. He's got a TV in there.
Oh, and Lucy has her own jammies too.
Oh,
see, it's the jammies. It's the jammies on the dogs.
Wow. Now Danielle says, "I dare you to beat this." I paid for a pet psychic.
Okay.
During a particularly rough week,
oh no,
I consulted a pet psychic to find out why my cat kept knocking over her water dish.
Oh my gosh.
It turns out she just wanted a bigger bowl.
Oh, I love it.
That's
I love it.
Nuts.
It's the extras. You know what? We love them. They're just little buddies. They're just hanging out with us.
Uh-huh.
Little guys and girls just hanging out with us.
Uh-huh.
Anyways.